Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But so beautifully he taught me that even now too, even in my old age, I'm remembering what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me. So this Sahabi, Hazrat Umar ibn Abi Salama, he mentions that I was a young boy in the guardianship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my hand was moving around in the plate. In other words, I wasn't just eating from my section, I was moving my hand as a young boy. He wasn't careful about which side of the plate he was eating. So his hand was moving around to the different parts. فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَا غُلَامُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me in such a beautiful way, يَا غُلَامُ, oh young boy. He didn't address him, he didn't shout him, he didn't rebuke him, but he addressed him with beautiful words, يَا غُلَامُ, oh young boy, سَمِّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكُ, and eat with your right hand. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, and eat from that side that is closest to you. Here also we said there is an explanation that when there is a variety, for example, there is a variety of fruit, then a person may take his hand and he may eat from the different sides, different sections, because now there is a different variety, there is a different types of food, etc. Then it's permissible, it's okay, it's correct for him to move his hand around. But where there is one dish, then a person eating should try and eat from the side that is closest to him. So from one hadith we learn so many things. First is we learn three etiquettes of eating. First etiquette we learn of eating is a person should take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sammillah ta'ala. The next etiquette we learn is eat with the right hand. And the third etiquette we learn is eat from the side that is closest to us. Such a beautiful deen we got, such a beautiful religion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Everything is taught to us. We can't say that we have been left yatim. How a person should go to the toilet, how he should relieve himself, how he should wash, how he should come out, which foot he should come out, what dua should he read, when wearing the clothes, where should he start, when removing the clothes, wearing the socks, wearing the trouser, wearing the shirt, everything is taught to us, how we should enter the masjid, how we should leave the masjid, eating what we should say, if we forgot to eat what we must say, after eating what we must say, when eating what we must say, all we are taught from the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing these things in our life. Slowly, slowly but surely, as a person brings these things in his life, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll see the reflection of the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stamped onto that person. That shan of sahabiyat gets stamped on that person. Now his actions become like how the Sahaba stayed in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ. They emulated him and they had a different type of ishan. That also comes upon to a person when he continuously tries to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ into his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.